We're a statewide folk arts organization. Our mission is to support and do whatever we can to nurture the traditional arts and culture that's in New York, that comes from outside of New York and is here, or some of it's regionally based out of the New York experience.
How would you define folklore? What is that?
It's we work with all kinds of artistic traditions. So it's not just lore, which would be narrative, but it's music, dance, performing kinds of arts, occupational culture, building styles. So the key for us is that if you are a tradition bearer, that you've learned that tradition because of your connections to a family, to a community, to a heritage, and you've learned it one-on-one or small group through practice over long periods of time. So it's not like you've gone to school and said, I'm going to be a folk artist, but you're embedded in a community and a community's aesthetic. And so you're part of that community and you've learned what you're doing because of your role there.
Direct connection.
Yes.
And so you have a particular program coming up that's going to be in Troy. Can you tell us about that?
We do. We've been working with a modern dance troupe in Brooklyn called the NASMO Dance Collective. And they called me a couple years ago and said, hey, we want to do this performance about fairy tales. Did you know anybody who could help us? And so they've been working with a couple folklorists. One is Rose October, who is Guyanese, and she is helping them shape their dance performance based on Caribbean tales. Mm. And then the other is Kay Turner, who is an expert on the Grimm fairy tales from Germany. And so it'll be a dance performance of five different short pieces that are based on the Caribbean tales and also two pieces from the Grimm tradition. And it's not... it's a storytelling performance, but it's really looking at some of the issues that come through in the tales, issues of gender, how people work within community, issues of equity.
What's an example?
One of the tales is the Frog Prince. And so I saw them do the premiere last year, and they sort of explore ideas of why is the Frog Prince a negative character, and
the frog is supposed to be unattractive,
yes,
or undesirable,
right, and an outsider. Mm. And they also look at the ideas of gender and why is it always why are women always portrayed a certain way? So it's not a children's production, but it's certainly children are. It's not above them. It's appropriate for family audiences.
And so what's the name of the program?
It's called Grimm, and it will be performed in Troy on March 1st at the Arts Center for the Capital Region at 2 o'clock, a matinee. And it'll be a performance, and then there'll be a short kind of panel discussion with the folklore scholars and the dancers afterward. It also is going to be performed in Schenectady on Saturday night, the 29th of February. And it's going to be preceded by a free workshop, participatory workshop, from 5:30 to 6:30. So we just ask people to tell us that they're coming. And that will be more of an opportunity for people to explore movement. And then the performance will begin at 7 at Schenectady, at the Schenectady Light Opera Theater.
Cool. And so are you aware of any sort of surprising parallels or contrasts that have come up when in blending the Caribbean experience and the European experience?
You know, the Caribbean experience is a new addition. I saw the work being premiered in Brooklyn last year, and it was basically based on the Grimm tales. The NASMO Dance Collective felt strongly that they wanted to expand outside of this canon of tales that everybody grew up with and become more, present more diverse cultural experiences. And so they've added the Caribbean tales. So it'll be a surprise. But I think they have said to me that they've been, it's been exciting for them to explore this other canon of tales from a cultural experience that's different than the European one. So And they hired dancers specifically that represent the Caribbean community, so that they've expanded their troupe to also, as they've expanded the tales. So,
do you know anything about the Caribbean stories that are being shared?
There is one, I don't know French well enough to say it, but it's like the old hag tales, that they call it Hig, I think. It's about a female figure. So, again, there'll probably be issues of gender and age in that case, I think, because the old Hig is an older woman. And then a figure called a Soukéon, which I'm not sure either what that is. So, again, new sort of roles outside of the common roles that came up through the Grimm tales that school children hear about. So this is a whole new group of tales. Many are from the African diaspora. So, again, looking at sort of an Afrocentric view also of the tales.
And so is there narrative as well as dance?
Yes. In both cases, Kay Turner with the Grimm Tales and Rosalind October, they will come out and they'll tell the tale, much as a narrator or a storyteller would, and then the dancers take it over. So it's a sort of a merging of dance and narrative.
Are Kay and Rosalind both from Brooklyn?
Kay is, she has traveled a lot. She's originally from, I'm not sure. She used to run an organization similar to New York Folklore called Texas Folklife Resources. And then for several years, she was the folklorist at the Brooklyn Arts Council. And she also teaches at NYU Performance Studies Program. Former president of the American Folklore Society, so quite established and respected in the field of folklore. Rosalind October is from Guyana and is a dancer herself, also very active in the Guyanese Cultural Association in Brooklyn, and is a social worker, and I think she also teaches social work at a CUNY.
So they put this together in New York City. Presumably it will be performed there as well.
It was. So this is their tour. I mean, this is on tour. I don't know if they've toured outside of New York.
So this is
a premiere for the Capital District.
Yeah. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to speak to?
I should say that it's funded through some local funding sources, the Schenectady Initiative Program, Price Chopper, Golub Corporation has given us some funding for, and then the Upstate Coalition for a Fair Game has also supported it. So we are really excited that it's coming. It's we were there at the very beginning when the NASMO Dance Collective had the idea. And so I'm excited to see it come to fruition here in the Capital District.
And where can people go to learn more?
Our website is nyfolklore.org. And if you look on the homepage and you scroll down a little bit, there's a description of the performance, and then there's a link to purchase tickets.